BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, the Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. In tonight's show, it is Sledgehammer Show number 417. The level of stupidity is over the top. Albert Einstein said, "The difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits." This is so true, and we're going to be talking about stupidity on the highest level. But first, let me introduce myself to everybody. My name is Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the Book of Revelation. Come out any Saturday at 11 a.m. That's Saturday at 11 a.m. to join us in worship. You don't have to be Jewish to be with us. You just have to have a heart that is seeking the truth. Come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Our website is bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. If you'd like to let us know if you love or hate the Sledgehammer Show, send us an email at info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. We are putting our videos up on many different websites, and you can see the Sledgehammer Show on Facebook. We're streaming there live right now. We're streaming on Rumble. Okay, we put our videos on Telegram, so sign up to our Telegram page, subscribe to our page at t.me/BGMCTV. There's a new website, a new messianic website called thetorahnetwork.com, thetorahnetwork.com. So go to there and type in thetorahnetwork.com/BGMCTV. Okay, and let everybody know about the Sledgehammer Show, the congregation, and support it. Send a check or money order to Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue, Lexington, North Carolina. All right, I'm joined on this show once again by the man who's sitting under the palm trees, the man none other known as Cousin It. No, not Cousin It. Ben Jimenez III. Ben Jimenez III. All right. As we always start off our show, and everything that we do is dealing with Scripture, because this is the way we live our lives. So the way not to get totally stupid is to follow the Word of God. Okay? And in the Word of God, we see this passage in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. "Moreover, understand this, in the Akari Taimim," that's the end of days, "will come trying times. People will be self-loving, money-loving, proud, arrogant, insulting, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, uncontrolled, brutal, hateful of good, traitorous, headstrong, swollen with conceit, loving pleasure rather than loving God. What we're looking at here is some fascinating things that talk about evil being good and good being evil, when you're insulting what is good. And so you being bad is changing the bad for good. Uncontrolled, brutal, hateful of good. You know, in the end of days it said evil will be called good and good will be called evil. Okay, so this is something that's really important for us to wrap our minds around, because this type of behavior is truly coming. It's so prevalent. It is fascinating. Okay, where people are uncontrolled, they're haters of good. You know, everything that, you know, us gray-haired people grew up with is now wrong. Okay, right, Ben? It is now wrong, and it is not, you know, God is bad and Satan is good. You know, everything is, it's like an upside down cake, but it's not as good as an upside down cake. It's absolutely horrendous. So, I mean, we grew up, you know, at least I grew up, we didn't lock the car doors. There wasn't car alarms. We've talked about this in past shows where, you know, I rode my bike and there was no cell phones. There wasn't even pagers. You know, your mother just said be home at a certain time. And you just rode your bike and, you know, did what you're going to do. You know, your parents didn't worry about you getting abducted. They didn't worry about you doing evil things. But nowadays, everything is upside down. What about you? You know, did you, always lock? I mean, you know, you lived in a couple of places. So, what did you do? Did you lock your doors? What was your life like growing up?
Well, I mean, as a young child in New York, we used to lock our doors. But when I was growing up in Puerto Rico, and this was in that I could remember, back in the late 70s, early 80s, we'd go to sleep and our doors would be wide open. You know, and I mean, nowadays that's really unheard of. You know, the biggest crime was somebody stole, you know, your best friend's bicycle. You always went back into the neighborhood to steal it back from them, you know, and it was a back and forth thing. But you had the Son of Sam murders, and you had, you know, serial rapists, serial killers. They've always existed, but the society the neighborhood that I grew up in, or the neighborhoods that I grew up in, weren't really all that bad. You knew where to stay out of and you knew where to walk. You know, you knew which neighborhood or which side of the neighborhood was safe and which one wasn't. And normally the evil that was in the neighboring neighborhood wouldn't leach into your, you know, side of the woods. Figure of speech. But no, nowadays, forget it. You have to lock your doors. You have to triple lock your doors now, because one lock isn't enough. And that's, you know, the society that we've come to live in now, you know, and nothing's the same. Nothing is the same. You know, my mother would tell me, go ahead and play, and when the lights came on, you better be home. You know, and sure enough, you were home, because if you weren't home at that time, you wouldn't go back out the next day or the day after that.
You would be grounded.
Yeah, something that doesn't happen anymore, you know. But it's just amazing, you know, that us, I mean, we're close in age. The things that we've seen growing up, I mean, you mentioned that at, when we were kids, there were no pagers, there were no cell phones. You know, you better have had your nickel, because at that time, that's what the phone call would cost. A local call would cost a nickel, and a quarter would be for a long distance phone call. Who'd ever hear that, right? But you better make a phone call if you couldn't make it home by the time the lights went out, and you better have had a good reason. But nowadays, forget it. It's just, you know, it's totally different. You know, it's like the kids are running the household now, not the parents.
Yeah, so everything really is quite upside down. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the beginning of our show, is that upside down. And even in 1 Timothy chapter 4, but the Spirit explicitly states that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of hypocrisy, the hypocrisy of liars seared into their own conscience as with a branding iron. So what we're going to be looking at, you know, there's so much going on, but you can't just do, we can't always talk about the same thing every week, because that's boring, and there's so many things going on. You need to look at all the angles of what this, you know, hypocrisy of demons is happening, and hypocrisy of liars and spirits, and, you know, these deceitful things, that evil is called good and good is called evil. Everything that we did is upside down. So here's one of the topics we're going to be talking about tonight. This is just so amazingly stupid. That's why this show is called The Stupidity is Over the Top. Look at this. Male and female should be replaced with sperm-producing, egg-producing, and inclusive, and to be inclusive, scientists say. Researchers from the United States and Canada suggested that scientists should stop using harmful terminology and instead adopt more inclusive and precise language, including replacing terms such as male and female with sperm-producing and egg-producing, the New York Post reported. In one sense, I want to say, well, you know what? I agree with that. We should say the person is either a sperm producer or an egg producer, because then we would cut out all this stupidity that we're going to be talking about tonight. Because if a boy thinks he's a girl, he can't, because you're calling them egg producing people. Okay, and only women produce eggs. No man, okay, no man is going to have any egg producing. And, you know, no woman is going to have any sperm producing, okay? So in one sense, I want to go with it. But in another sense, you know, this is getting downright stupid, okay? You know, that we want to get rid of these terms, because, you know, mentally deranged people can't handle it, okay? A group of scientists with the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project recently published a paper in the Trends of Ecology and Evolution journal, recommending more inclusive terminology in ecology and evolution to combat the ongoing marginalization of many groups. The group's website listed 24 so-called hurtful terms, hurtful terms that should be banned from the scientific community. Well, shouldn't the scientific community be all about science. Okay, that animal is a male because he produces sperm. That animal is a female because she has eggs. But 24 so-called hurtful terms, such as mother or father, primitive and evasive. Let me put this up on the screen because this is amazing, Ben. You know, let me get my face off the screen so you can see, the people online could see all this. Okay, man and woman, highly basis toward men or male traits. Okay, mother or father. The term perpetuates a non-universal herder on normative, and I mean they're just making up these terms. I mean it's just, you know, but virgin, these other two, I really, it's just amazing. Virgin, a social construct that reinforces heteropatriarchal norms. They want to change it to unmated. Now rape, now this is just sad. I mean, all of these are sad. Equates rape with reproductive strategy rather than a violent and traumatic act. Rape is a violent and traumatic act. They want to change it to forced copulation. This is beyond stupid, Ben. I mean, to change rape to forced copulation or virgin to unmated, okay? We've gone so far to the stupidity level in our nation that, you know, we've talked about it before, about that if God doesn't chastise us, he'd have to apologize to Saddam and Amora. I mean, you know, this is just, where do these, I mean, why are we listening to the people? I mean, we're doing a show on it, but why are we listening to these people? I mean, they have no experience, they have no brains, they have no money, you know, but this garbage is being shoved down our throats. I mean, rape into forced copulation. What do you think about that, Ben?
Well, after reading, you know, this part here and between the word rape and forced copulation, it just seems like they're trying to minimize the evil action that's taking place, because I don't know what a rapist thinks, but you know, I don't think that person is forcing himself on another woman, so on a woman or male for that instance, because they want to copulate, because they want the person to conceive, you know. From all the studies, you know, that I've read in the past about rapists and the psychology behind it, they're trying to prove a point. And most rapes, I believe it's 90% of all rapes occur between people that know each other. So it's a deep desire that this person has towards this other person, and because of feelings of rejection, forces himself onto this other person. But this term, forced copulation, seems like all they're trying to do is minimize the true meaning behind the word and the action, just like they're trying to normalize pedophilia and transgenderism in kindergarten and preschool, you know, the ages. You know, it's just an evil mindset that you know, that little drip on the rock, that constant drip, doesn't do anything in the beginning, but after time, erosion sets in, and lo and behold, that rock that once was mighty, strong, and whole is now divided into two because the slow, constant drip has progressed in its destruction.
Yeah, it's amazing how persistent. It is amazing how persistent Satan is, and how he goes about destroying things. You turned off your camera, man. Okay, it is, and it's something that we really need to look at. That, you know, let me bring up the article for a second. You know, it's, you know, harmful terminology, you know, and it's in the trends in evolution, not evolution, evolution, okay? It is, you know, ongoing marginalization of many groups. You know, you can only be marginalized if you allow yourself to be. You know, if you go to school and make something of yourself, you know, America, you know, still sort of has some opportunities. It hasn't totally crashed, but it's crashing. You know, we're in a nosedive, and you know, and we look at this article, you know, this evolution that, you know, we want to, what they're trying to do. This is really what we need to look at, is they're trying to remove the Bible. So in the Bible, it's, you know, the fifth commandment is what? Honor your father and mother. Okay? Avika v'imaka. Okay? Father and mother. So what they're trying to do is remove that. That's their goal, is to remove the Bible, because Satan is behind this. Okay? And, you know, I saw something the other day, you know, people were, you know, there was somebody doing man on the street interviews, and they were asking people who was the first president. They're asking real simple questions, you know, what's the capital of America? And these people couldn't answer the question. So what evil is doing, and we saw that in the Timothy scriptures, they're removing everything that is good and replacing it with everything that is evil. Okay? So, this getting rid of a mother or father, getting, you know, making rape a forced copulation, virgin to unmated, mother or father to parent or egg donor or sperm donor, you know, this is just pathetic that people would even be entertaining it. But this is, in this next story, this is how bad our country is. Supremes soon to decide on right to parity police. The United States Supreme Court is scheduled soon to decide on a case involving authorities crackdown on social media comments that parody police. The Institute for Justice said at issue is whether the court will review the case of an Ohio man arrested and prosecuted for making fun of his local law enforcement. Well-known parody website says The Onion and The Babylon Bee offered their support for Anthony Novak's First Amendment case. And in the blue over there on the right, you see, life is short. If you can't laugh at yourself, call me, I will. You know, it's, what's going on is truly fascinating. Okay? Take out mother or father. Take out the word rape. You can't make fun of the police. You know, America was founded, the First Amendment gives you the right to, for free speech. And we've talked about it on previous Sledgehammer shows, that if I don't want to listen to you, if somebody is spewing Nazism, as long as they're not saying, go kill the person. If they say, don't work with the Jew, or, you know, don't buy from them, I mean, that's their prerogative, and that's what America is founded upon. You know, having your own opinions, and, I mean, your opinion can be stupid, like, you know, rape is, you know, forced copulation. But the court, now this has gone to the Supreme Court, Ben. This has gone to the Supreme Court, where they're going to decide on if somebody can parody, you know, if life is short, if you can't laugh at yourself, call me, I will. Somebody won't be able to say that. Are we such a lame society? I mean, if anybody attacks us, if the Mexicans attack us, they'll beat us because, oh, you're hurting my feelings. Don't shoot me. It might hurt my phone, and, you know, I won't be able to charge it, and this is bad, and I don't like it. I'm going to go play, you know, Grand Theft Auto on my video game so I can make sure I'm the big bad wolf, you know. So the Supreme Court ruling on this, is this really something, Ben, that is worth their time?
This is amazing. I mean, not amazing in the sense where, oh, wow, I can't believe this is happening. This was bound to happen sooner or later. I mean, we've moved the boundary stone so far away from its original point that there's no setting it back now. The only way that's going to be fixed is when society crumbles, and a new establishment is set in place. But, you know, we've come to a point in time where you can't make fun of the next person without them getting offended. I remember growing up watching Flip Wilson,
Carol Dean,
Sammy Davis Jr.,
The Candyman Says,
The Jeffersons,
Moving On Up,
Good Times,
Dynamite.
Yeah, I mean, these shows were you know, they were eye opening because, you know, for the first time on television, the truth of society was being revealed, where, you know, it was racism from one side and the other, because, you know, racism isn't just a one sided issue. Racism is an all sided issue. You know, one person is racist towards another, and so on and so forth. But what we've become is a society that is so offended by the minimalist word, you know, and it's a word, you know, something that you write on paper. It can't hurt you. It can't. It doesn't make you. It doesn't break you. If you let it break you, then you're that weak, you know. They're just words. Whatever happened to the saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Or I'm rubber, you glue, whatever you say to me bounces off of me and sticks back to you. These are the things that we grew up, you know, saying and repeating, because they were just words. So what? I make fun of a cop, you know? Do your job. Do your job, and maybe people won't make fun of you. People will respect you a little more. But when you have news headlines that the police are getting caught with prostitutes and in drug rings and caught in human trafficking rings, like they've caught here in Polk County, what respect do you deserve if you don't give none? You know, when you put on a uniform, whether it be a police uniform, whether it be an EMT, whether it be a doctor, you are supposed to carry a certain level of respect for yourself and for the office that you're serving. You know, and look at the military. God help us, you know. Getting back to the point, we've moved the boundary stone too far away for it to be repaired. And the only way we are going to fix this is that if we get back to the basics, okay? Mama, Papa, God, and country. First, God, country, Mama, and Papa, right? That's the way this country was built. God first. That's the problem that we are facing. We no longer put God first. We put our feelings first before everything and everybody else.
Yeah, it is amazing, you know, because we see such a disintegration of it, but we don't strive for greatness. We strive for the minimum. We strive to be low level. And that's, you know, what we try to point out with the Sledgehammer Show, that you need the foundation of God's Word because it is perfect. And that's what most people don't understand. You know, we mentioned a little bit, I think, last week about the revival. And I watched an interview, you know, with Joel Rosenberg and Wayne Hilsden. Yeah, it's good. It's a good beginning, but nobody's teaching these kids to go back to the law. Okay? No, you know, yes, you know, you can believe in Messiah, and that's the start. But Satan believes in Messiah. Okay? Satan doesn't want to follow Messiah. And Messiah is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, not until heaven and earth disappear will one jot or tittle be missing from the law. So when you remove the law, when you remove God's word, you end up with no mother or father, sperm donor, egg donor, rape, you know, is forced copulation. So let's move on to the next part, because here in the prophet Isaiah, really, you know, the Lord gave him the words to really nail what is going on in our society today. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who change darkness into light and light into darkness, who change bitter into sweet and sweet into bitter." What he's talking about is that everything is upside down. Everything is backwards. Everything is wrong. So we look at that, and let's look at the next set of stories. This is a pathetic story. Democrat calls advocacy for natural family dangerous and un-American. So evil will be called good, and good will be called evil. Representative Erin Healy, a Democrat, has received massive backlash after she called the scientifically attested belief that children suffer less abuse in nuclear families, she called it dangerous and un-American. That, I mean, this person is an absolute moron. They have mental deficiency and they shouldn't be able to serve in the government. They should be, you know, sweeping up streets because they're too stupid to do anything else, and to have them in our government is sad. You know, it's extraordinarily sad. Where she said, extremist group Family Heritage Alliance said this morning that the safest place for kids are in families that have married mom and dad. What a dangerous and un-American belief. You know, this Erin Healy said that this is an extremist group, the Heritage Alliance, the Family Heritage Alliance, because they say that mother, father, and children are what the nucleus family should be, and that then the children would have, I mean, there's still going to be some problems, because there's always going to, nothing's going to be perfect. But when you don't have a father or mother, or if you have two mommies and two daddies, it doesn't work because it's never worked, you know, and they're shoving this down our throat. But this idiot, this moron, this brainless wonder, I don't even know how this person breathes, okay, when saying it's the nuclear family is dangerous and un-American. I mean, George Washington lived with his parents, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, all these, go back to the Revolution with George Washington. These people fought evil so that their families could be free. Their families could be free. And that's what we really need to understand, that we need to follow God's order. We need to keep the nucleus family. We need to remove these people from our society, this Aaron Healy. Ben, I mean, in this show that we're seeing here, it is amazing how bad, how far we have fallen. How far, I mean, when somebody can say this is dangerous and un-American, what do you say to this? As a former Democrat, Ben, what do you say to this person?
Well, as a former Democrat, you know, I still didn't even believe the way this person believes. Maybe that's because, you know, I was coming out of my shell or whatever. But this just goes, I'm reading this and the fact that she calls the scientifically attested belief that children suffer less abuse in nuclear families, where she's calling it dangerous and un-American. Why is it that now they're not taking the word of the scientists? But when the scientists didn't know what they were talking about with CV19, they took their word religiously and it was law. You know, this just goes to show the level of hypocrisy and the level of stupidity, okay? Because although genius has its limits, stupidity has many levels. How? If it's scientifically proven, psychologically proven, physiologically proven that father, mother, child is the perfect environment, you know, why are you trying to alter that? And the reason is that we've, once again, stepped so far away from the truth. You know, what is it? Where's the scripture that says, you know, that the people didn't believe the truth, so God gave them the lie so that they would believe? Here we are. Here we are. Here is the lie, and everybody believes this. You know, that's why we're seeing a rise in child depression, in child confusion, many psychological problems that the children are suffering and facing is due to this, because we have moved so far away from the truth that our God has instituted. Because in the beginning he created man and woman.
Just to pause you there for a second. Just to pause you there. You mentioned how depressed the kids are. What on Joe Rosenberg's show and with Wayne Hilsden, he said that there were at least, now this is a good thing that what was going on in Asbury College, that there were 50 kids that were there that were going to commit suicide. Because when you remove God, I mean, if you commit suicide, you go to hell. Okay? Just understand that, because that's murder. Okay? And murderers don't get into heaven, according to Revelation 22, 15. Chapter 20, Revelation 20. Okay? So, as Ben was just saying, you know, this sadness, when you have no purpose, when you have no foundation, this sadness becomes over you because you don't have anything. All right, go ahead, Ben.
So, you know, the fact that we've moved away from the truth of our God, from the truth of the Word, and we've eliminated the Word, where now, you know, all we do is listen to music, watch TikTok, make reels. Women show their body on Instagram and in social media just so that they can get likes, so that, you know, these people can just hit like and start following and subscribe to like their paid media, like they some have Patreon, some have what's that called, OnlyFans, and you know we've reached such a level of depravity, you know, and for those who don't believe, the Bible spoke about this. I mean, perfect, right here, this scripture, Revelation 22:15. You know, I had quoted a scripture from Revelation the other day, and the person that I was talking to was like, oh, you're just taking it straight to the end, right? Straight to the scary book. I said, how scary is it? Is it what's happening scarier? At least the scary book is letting you know what's going to happen so you don't fall into that trap, you know? But this is where we're at right now. We're here with the sexually immoral, the idol worshipers, because people are lovers of themselves. People don't love God anymore. People don't seek God anymore, you know? You have homosexuality running rampant. You have transgenderism running rampant. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, you want to do that, you do it. You go on ahead and do it, you know? But know that there's a consequence to every action, you know? And for every action, there is a reaction, you know? And hence we saw the in the 80s when HIV ran rampant, and how many people died from this virus, you know, because they were sexually immoral. Now, granted, not everybody that died of it was sexually immoral. There were some people who because of sexual immorality were affected, because what one does affects the other. You know, in Islam and in Christianity, there's a saying that if you save one man, it's like saving the whole world. And if you kill one man, it's like killing the whole world. You know, and that right there should tell us that what I do might not affect you right now, but there is a ripple effect that will catch up and affect the whole of society at one point or another in time. You know, here we are. Mom and dad don't exist. They're sperm donors, they're egg donors. So when you have two sperm donors that are married or living together and having relations, where does the child come from? Has to come from an egg donor. So you go outside to a fertility clinic to get eggs so that you can seminate them and
fertilize them. Fertilize them.
Fertilize them so that this way you can have a child. We did a story years ago back up in Fairview. Designer children. They're actually doing that now. They're designing children to be less sick, to be smarter, to be stronger, to be taller, to be physically more physically attractive.
Well, they can't be they can't be any more dumber than they are today.
You know, it kind of reminds you of that episode on Twilight Zone, where everybody had the pig face and the girl had the pretty face and everybody was scared of her. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe that's exactly where we're heading in society, because they want to create this perfect utopia, you know, and slowly but surely they're actually succeeding, because pretty soon we're going to see all this stuff happening. You know, life imitates art.
So let's go on to our last subject for this Sledgehammer Show. And remember to subscribe to our Vimeo page, subscribe to our Rumble page, subscribe to our YouTube pages. Revelation 22:15, outside of the homosexuals, those involved with the occult and with drugs, the sexually immoral, murderers, idol worshippers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. So if you're thinking of committing suicide, don't do it, because you would be murdering yourself, and that is your last act, and you will not be getting into heaven. Okay, so if you commit suicide, like the Clinton so-called person who tied himself to a tree and hung himself and shot himself in the chest, committed suicide. Well, that person was murdered. But if you murder yourself, then you will not be getting into heaven. So let's, for the last little bit of our show here, another thing that they're promoting is this lie of sickness. Okay, bird flu continues to spread, and one UK expert calls for work to start on vaccine with risks to humans increasing. How do you come up with this stuff? Are you reading the National Enquirer? Are you snorting glue again? Are you doing whippets and your brain has gone totally to melting? Okay. Work should start to increase a vaccine against bird flu in case the virus starts to spread between humans. No. Okay. The governments are the ones who are making this biological weapon, and that's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. So if you have more than two brain cells, you've seen that these vaccinations are not good for people. Okay, the diet suddenly has tailored off a little bit, but you know, it had a shelf life of putting the vaccination, but millions of people are injured. So they're promoting bird flu again, and we're gonna have to start killing animals and all this other stuff. And what else are they promoting in this sickness area to keep the World Health Organization going? Okay, let's see what we got here. Any spillover event on the scale, we are seeing increased risk. He said, we know from COVID that pandemic preparation takes time to get vaccines, antivirals, and therapeutics. We don't have H5 vaccine ready to vaccinate people. We should start the process. His rallying cry echoed earlier warnings from the World Health Organization. Ah, so there we got it. The World Health Organization is, you know, promoting this, that there's sickness again. Okay, and then they say bird flu is spreading worldwide. Bird flu is spreading worldwide, and it's threatening food supplies. There was concern Wednesday that the avian flu, better known as bird flu, was spreading across the world, threatening global food supplies. And, you know, because now everybody's saying, okay, we had the thing in in East Palestine. Not Palestine, it's Palestine. Okay? That's going to contaminate the food. We got all these birds dying. And now 500 geese had to be killed because the possibility that they had bird flu. Let's see what else the World Health Organization is scaring us with. The CDC has just added COVID vaccine to routine immunization schedules for kids. Okay, so now you got the bird flu, you got the vaccinations, you got this, all this stuff. This is amazing, Ben. It's the CDC and the World Health Organization. These people should be tried, convicted, and hung facing the sun. Look at what they're trying to scare people, and they're doing this crazy stuff. I think there's one more. Yeah, there's one more. Wanted to add this other story. Deadliest cholera outbreak in Malawi's history kills 1,210 people, and vaccines remain scarce, says the World Health Organization. What do you think about this? Is this real, or is this the biggest lie since COVID?
Well, if anybody has half a brain to research what happened in 2019 versus what happened in 2020, they will see that more people died of the flu in 2019 than people died from COVID-19 in 2020. You know, I read these headlines and it pains me to think and to believe that, you know, George Green was correct. You know, we're looked at as nothing more and nothing less than expendable containers. You know, those are the words of George Green, where he explained how they would, you know, were trying to kill us. And lo and behold, this is how they're doing it. They saw how the fear crippled all of society worldwide in the twinkling of an eye. Once they said, you have to stay home, you have to wear masks, you cannot touch anybody, you got to stay 6 feet away, you know, everybody complied. Mostly everybody complied. There were very few who didn't. And they were signaled out, you know, and they were identified by these corrupt governments. Those of us who know better, you know, especially those of us who believe in the 100% true word of God, you know, it is infallible, just as He is. We know better. We know the outcome of life. We know the outcome of society, you know, and that's why it is our responsibility to carry this message to the world, and not simply by speaking or preaching or testifying, but by living it. When we live out the word of God, when we live out Torah, we shine the light so that others may see, so that others who are seeking the truth may see, because this isn't for everybody. That's why only a remnant survives. That's why only a remnant is chosen. But the fact that they want to incorporate a regular vaccine for COVID-19 for our children, when are we going to stop? When are we going to say enough is enough? Because don't our children get more than enough vaccines and they still wind up getting sick? I remember when I was a kid, I think it was 9 vaccines by the time you were 18. 9 or 11 vaccines.
Now they're up to 50.
50? Oh my gosh. With these new vaccines, they're going to surpass. They'll probably wind up getting a vaccine every month for the rest of their lives till they're 18. I mean, until they're 18. You know, and then they're going to continue when they're older, because the vaccines never stop. When you're older, you need to get the pneumococcal vaccine. You got to get the flu vaccine. You got to get the anticoagulant vaccine. You got to get this vaccine. You got to get that vaccine. You got to get the jab, because if not, you can't go visit your family, because you're going to put them at risk. People, enough with the lies. It's time to wake up. It's time to trust in the true and proven Word of God. Word of God doesn't fail. The Word of God doesn't lie. The Word of God doesn't deceive you. Okay? This is where we have to come back to. Not trusting this stuff. Not trusting the science. Because if you know anything, science was created to disprove that God exists.
We are heading for some... We're already in the nosedive, you know, and it's not like Bugs Bunny where, you know, the plane runs out of gas, it's going to stop before it hits the ground. We're heading for a great disaster. And I really do hope the Asbury College, I really do hope that it's real. But without repentance and turning from their wicked ways, God's not going to hear from heaven. Okay? So we got this whole sadness of the ripping apart of the family. Get rid of mother and father. Change their names. Depersonalize them. You know, get rid of that fifth commandment, because the fifth commandment is the one that is the first commandment that gives us a blessing. That you will live long, okay? Rape is not rape, it's forced copulation. No, it's rape. It needs to be that harsh word. Words have power in their understanding. You know, words can't hurt you, okay? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And the names will hurt you if you allow it. Okay, but if you understand that you're a child of God, if you understand that Yeshua, the Messiah, paid his life so that you can be set free from sin and, you know, have a way to get to the Father, because the Father owns the universe. Okay, Yeshua is still the Prince and he's still the King of all creation. We're spiraling out of control. We need to get to the children and start teaching them the Word of God. So parents, you need to start changing the way you live. You know, they're trying to, these evil powers in high positions, you know, we don't fight against, you know, we fight against the principalities of the air, okay? We need to put on the full armor of God, and that means you got to be priests of the Lord Most High, okay? So they're trying their best to destroy the world and have a few people left, because that's what Satan wants. He wants people dead, because if they're dead and they're away from God, let me show you the tops of my eyes. If they're away from God, then they're eternally damned to hell. So we need to really spread this lesson, this Sledgehammer Show, to all your friends and family. But if you're listening to this, you need to get right with God. And the way you get right with God is to be a brother or sister of Messiah Yeshua. And who did he say were his brothers or sisters? Those who do it, my Father in heaven wants. You've been listening to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show. For Ben Jimenez and myself, Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, BethGoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, BethGoyim.org. That's BethGoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parashah. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live
on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.